Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Yep, 3:19 on your Thursday Drive, Theater Thursday with Harry John Duke. And then we're going to talk to his buddy Steve Doty from Shady Oak Barrel House, who's making the FPG&E beer. But he's not bottling it.
Not yet, anyway. We'll ask him.
He could make a lot of money. Everyone's interested.
Yeah, there's definitely an interest in this.
Breitbart interviewed him.
He's on their website, yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Some things you can't control.
Well, finally we got him. He'll be in just a bit. Introduce our theater guest there, Harry.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we're past Halloween finally, which means we can now officially be inundated with Christmas material.
Oh, good Lord.
And that, of course, includes theater. And opening up on, November 22nd, that would be next Friday, is the first holiday show. It's called Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley. It is opening at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center. And joining us to talk about the show are two of the cast members, Mr. Evan Held and Mr. Zane Walters. Greetings, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey.
And so, opening on Valentine's Day next year, it's Urinetown, the musical.
Steve can't wait for that show. Yeah. He saw that on the promo card for Miss Bennett, and he's
now we're talking.
I want to see a show. But let's talk about this one, Steve.
Yeah.
I'll bring them in February.
Okay.
If the names sound familiar, Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley, if you're a Jane Austen fan, that's probably why it sounds familiar. This is a quasi-sequel, if you will, to Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, correct?
That
is
true.
It's a full sequel. I would even put quasi in there, yeah.
Oh.
So for folks who don't know Pride and Prejudice, let's give them a sense of what this story is and how it tails onto that.
So, Pride and Prejudice was a romantic comedy in its own way, written, I think, in 1812 mm-hmm. or so.
1813,
excuse me. And Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley, picks up the story 2 years after the conclusion of Pride and Prejudice, checking in with where some of the characters are now and shining a spotlight on one of the ones who might have been a little neglected, which is Mary Bennett, the middle sister of the five Bennett sisters. She's a supporting character in Pride and Prejudice, and this is her story 2 years later.
So she wasn't much of a character in Pride and Prejudice.
She's in there. She does things, she says things, but she's not really the main focus at any point. And so the playwrights of this play, Lauren Gunderson and Margot Melkin, have written a delightful romantic comedy about Mary coming into her own.
Now, those two playwrights, well, certainly Lauren Gunderson is the most produced playwright in the country and has been for the last 3 years. And she actually is in a residency at Marin Theater Company down in Mill Valley. And this show originally premiered at the Marin Theater Company, I think, 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's become a very popular holiday-themed show. And why is that? Evan, can you tell us why?
Well, it's very good. It's just, it's a lot of fun. Especially if you love Pride and Prejudice, I think this is a great way to just get back into that world. And even if you've never read Pride and Prejudice, if you've never heard of Jane Austen in your life, I think this is just a great way to peer into these characters and their lives, especially from a more modern perspective than the original writing had.
It's still set in the 19th century. It's still in Regency England with, you know, tailcoats and whatever else they wear, corsets and such. But it feels like a modern-day rom-com. It does. It's not stuffy. It's not something that, you know, you go, oh, Jane Austen, that's going to be so dull. And it's not. Well, by the way, I don't think Jane Austen is as dull as people give her credit for either. But, and just to reiterate what Evan said, It's a delight for people who already know and love Pride and Prejudice, either the book or the miniseries or any of the movie versions, and for people who don't. I knew nothing about Pride and Prejudice when I first read the script, and I fell in love with it immediately.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The director, Sherry Lee Miller, who is the artistic director at Spreckles, emailed me asking me to audition for this part in this show. The only thing I knew about Pride and Prejudice was that at some point Colin Firth goes in a pond and his shirt gets wet, and everyone likes that, apparently. That was the one solitary thing.
Before we went on the air, this is how most people relate to this show, and I used that exact scene. So let's talk about your characters. Zane, tell us who you're playing and what the connection to the story is.
I play Lord Arthur de Burgh. He's a character invented for the play. He's not in Pride and Prejudice, but he's the nephew of the Lady Catherine de Burgh. He is a young student at Oxford. He's a big old nerd. He's adorable.
I can't see you in that role.
Yeah,
Zane.
For those who know me, this is completely outside my personality.
He's doing a lot of work.
Oh yeah, I have to go method on this one to get into that. Anyway, so he's a student who has recently inherited a grand estate, and he has been invited to Pemberley, which is the estate of Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth Darcy, for Christmas. He comes for Christmas and meets Mary Bennet, and they instantly strike up a connection due to their mutual curiosity and general adorable nerdiness. And then the rest of the show is about getting these two crazy kids together. It's delightful.
Just going to have to see it.
Yeah.
All right, Evan, let's talk about your character.
So I play Charles Bingley, who was very prominent in the original work of Pride and Prejudice. He goes through this whole character arc of his own, falling in love with Jane, finding out that he shouldn't be with her, and then deciding ultimately in the end that he does want to be with her, going through this whole story. But he's not really a highlight of this play. The play mainly focuses more on Mary Bennet and her new blossoming relationship. But he and other characters are there to really support and give a lot of care to everybody else on stage.
Yeah.
Now, based on the title, I think it's safe to assume this occurs at Christmas.
It does.
It does. Yes. In fact, featured with a Christmas tree on stage, mm-hmm. which is a very popular German custom
apparently.
At the time.
But, well, let's talk about the tree, because that's kind of an interesting aspect to the show, is that this was not a common practice in England.
No, it's not.
Absolutely not.
And the characters comment on that frequently. And it's just a sign, you know, Elizabeth Darcy, née Bennet, who is the main character of Pride and Prejudice, introduces this tree into their home as bringing over this tradition. And it's just about how, you know, she's a free thinker and free spirit who does things that she likes, whether or not, you know, the rest of society approves of them. And it's just kind of a nice little gesture for mm-hmm. a holiday, introducing a new holiday tradition.
And it feels so normal for me to be on stage next to a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But I have to remember that my character has no experience with this whatsoever. I think one of my favorite lines in the play is, "Here I am again in the tree room."
The tree room.
Maybe you should use a Festivus pole.
Oh, there we go. That's that'd be really ahead of their time.
See if we can have that change made to the script. Again, this is set in the 19th century.
Yes.
1815. Yeah.
1815. I would assume your costumes are rather cumbersome. Correct?
Not as much as you'd think.
No, not for us men, at least.
They're elaborate. I mean, more than, you know, what we wear walking around, but it's they're not as tight and elaborate as you might think for that era.
No, they're pretty comfortable. Yeah. In fact, I would love to wear my costume day-to-day.
I would too, actually.
Well, I'd like to see a picture of that.
Yeah. That's true. There's nothing stopping us. It's a free country.
And as far as the setting, where does this show take place? What is an audience going to see? First of all, it's in the smaller theater at Spreckles. It's in the Black Box.
Yes.
So it's not the large stage. So what are you doing in the Black Box?
Well, if you get a hint from the title, we are at Pemberley, which is an estate owned by Darcy, I believe.
Yeah.
He and Elizabeth live there.
And it takes place in the drawing room, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's like a drawing room and a little attached library in there. So, you know, we've got a fireplace and couches and various comfy, cozy settings in there. Mm-hmm. But all looking like something that would be in 1815 in a grand estate.
Everybody's there because they've been invited for Christmas.
Yeah. It's where the family gathers. Yeah.
And it's a one-set show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what about the time? What frame? Is it a one day? Does it all happen in a few hours?
I went through the script and figured this out yesterday because I got curious. It takes place over 3 days, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Like December 23rd through 25th, or maybe it's 4 days, I forget, but I wrote it down. In the several days leading up to Christmas.
Do you have many costume changes?
Not too many.
I don't.
Yeah,
really.
I think I might just be in the one the whole time. Maybe I think they might be changing
for 4 days. I'm appalled.
He's a guest, though. He packs light.
Okay. He didn't want to pay the luggage luggage fee for the airline to get there. All right, we're talking about Miss Bennet Christmas at Pemberley. It's opening November 22nd, running through December 15th, at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center. We have one pair of tickets. That's two tickets, Steve, to give away to a caller who has not won tickets on the theater segment in the last 30 days. The first person who has not won theater tickets in the last 30 days to call us at 636-1350 will get that pair of tickets good to any performance of Miss Bennett Christmas at Pemberley at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center.
And don't forget You're in Town, the musical, coming in February.
Oh, Sherry's going to love you, Steve.
Guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good run. November 22nd through December 15th. That's my birthday.
Spreckelsonline.com for ticketing and time and date information.
Okay, there you go. We're going to talk to Steve Doty from Shady Oak Barrel House about this new beer he's brewing. It's got some people in an uproar. Harry Duke sticking around, and we'll be back on the drive. Stay tuned.